At Soico.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app.
At Soico.
Wausau, Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
At Soico. What should we call this radio station? From Rebecca, and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No.
Welcome to Radio or No. What do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Good morning, Wisconsin. If you are hearing my voice and you're wondering why it's not Kristen Bry, you must not have listened yesterday. I am Joe Zupacki. I am in for Kristen Bry, who is honeymooning. Have we gotten any other updates from the road, Jane?
No updates, which okay. is good. I don't want to hear it.
Well, she has really turned it off, and that's what she's supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Well, happy Friday morning. Happy Veterans Day. A heartfelt thank you to all who served. We're going to talk more about our veterans and the history of what was formerly Armistice Day later in the program. But to kick things off today, we're going to talk to a campus organizer. We don't know all that we need to know about how the elections went this week, but we know that young people played a phenomenal, outsized role. Gen Z may have been the brick wall that stopped the red wave across the country and right here in Wisconsin. We want to bring in Michaela Hughes. Michaela, you're on the UW-Madison campus?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What are you studying? What year are you? Give us a little background.
Yeah, well, like I said, my name is Michaela. I am originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised, but I'm my second year here at UW-Madison. I'm on a pre-health track studying chemistry with a certificate in health policy to one day be a neurosurgeon or an anesthesiologist.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I don't know if this is the same as it was like 20 years ago when I was on campus, but OCHEM sent a shudder down everybody's spine. Not yours. You got it.
I'm at OCHEM right now, and it's the beast everybody says it is, okay. I promise.
It endures. Well, thank you, Michaela. Happy to have another Milwaukeean on the show. I want to start with, you know, we talked a little bit on text, but we don't know each other. And you know, this was not the first election that you could vote in, but it sounds like it was the first election that you really decided to get fully engaged in and organized. So my first question is, why did you want to be involved this time? What was it in sort of, you know, think back to months ago before you dove in. What was it that you went, man, I got to be involved?
Honestly, well, I really got involved. My mom set it all up. My mom is really, really organized with Souls to the Polls and things like that. So she's the real reason that, you know, I've been thrown into this. I was going to vote either way, but organizing wise, I give all the credit to her. But I think the real reason I got involved and stayed involved, because I didn't know it was going to be to this extent, really, with like dorms and apartments and tabling. I didn't know it entailed all of this, but as we started to see like the numbers change and actually change people's minds as we were talking to them, and I think that was like the biggest thing for me is like seeing the change and knowing that I got to be part of it. Because, you know, there are some really like you can't really change some people's minds about voting, about what they believe in, but having that conversation, making them like feel like they're heard, I loved like that part of it, and I'm glad that I got to be part of that. I think
that's awesome. We're talking to Michaela Hughes, a sophomore at UW-Madison, who did a lot of work organizing campus and young voters. I gotta say, the parents play an outsized role. Michaela tells us that her mother was very involved, and it's sort of now it's running in the family. Same for me. Both of my parents, my father in particular, my old man ran for the Wisconsin State Assembly when he was 18 years old. I was not even a gleam in his eye. And then when I was like 14, he suggested, urged, maybe demanded, I don't remember, when I was 14 years old that I basically spend a summer working on a congressional campaign. So that's fantastic. Were there particular issues that you care about that you knew like, hey, this is all going to be on the line? Were there particular candidates that you were super excited about before you got involved in the organizing?
Yeah, I think like some of the main issues for me going into healthcare access and healthcare equity is really, really important. And that was really on the ballot this election, along with climate change and also reproductive rights. I spoke at the Capitol a little while ago, actually, alongside healthcare workers and Sarah Gadlewski, actually, too. And it was really like empowering. And so I think that like when I saw that was on the ballot and like there were people who, you know, wanted to keep that 1849 ban, like keep it out. Cause like, why are we going backwards? You know,
yeah.
Like Wisconsin became a state. It was one year after we became a state. Doctors didn't wash their hands. You know, slavery was still legal, like those kind of things. So I think those were like the three big ones for me. And I think the candidate I was most excited about, who unfortunately lost, was Mandela, because he is from Milwaukee. He comes from a working class family. I think like he resonated with me the most, also being like Black. I think it was good to see someone that looked like me, came from where I came from, and shared the same values as me. So it was good to kind of like get his message out there along with the other candidates as well, who I'm happy most of them got reelected. But yeah, I think that Mandela Barnes, I think, was the most exciting for me, especially because I canvassed this past summer about Mandela and getting him elected and stuff like that.
He'll be very happy to hear that. We're going to hear that he inspired another young person. We'll make sure he knows that. So we're talking to Michaela Hughes on As Goes Wisconsin, streaming live all over the internet and on WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw. So in terms of getting involved and deciding to be an organizer, walk our listeners through, like, how does that happen? Does somebody just stop you as you're walking to class one day and be like, hey, you want to sign up to help out? Or did you got that phone call from your mom? Did she connect you with somebody? And what was the thought process as you were like, how do I do this? Like, I got a full class load. You know, I got friends. I got stuff I want to do. I don't know if you're working part-time. That was certainly my experience when I was in college. So just walk us through the beginning of like, okay, I know I'm going to vote. I know I'm going to talk to my friends. But that decision to become like a campus organizer, walk us through that.
So it kind of started out not me being like an organizer. It really like it started out with me running errands. So my mom that like someone she knew in SEIU.
Okay.
And they connected me with Teddy Landis, who now works in DC, but he was here working on the election. And he was a one-man team. So I kind of came in doing like Walmart errands, making like boxes for GOTV and getting them out to different UW campuses and things like that. But as the election got closer, so like the weekend before is really when we got to like tabling and like dorm storming, going into apartments, things like that. That's kind of when I got into it. So I didn't know that it was going to turn into that when I originally got, you know, into it. But honestly, I wouldn't have traded this experience for anything. But the way we got a lot of people involved outside of us was, one, we were part of like a coalition of a lot of different organizations that brought other people. But also while we're tabling and talking to people in apartments, dorms, up and down the street, we also were like, hey, like, if this is important to you, if voting is important to you, do you happen to have any time over the next couple of days that you would want to get involved with us and want to volunteer with us? And I think that's really how we got other people, because a lot of students don't know the resources and opportunities they have to be part of the change. So we were presenting that opportunity to them. And that was really, really exciting, because when we got a lot of people, they're like, yeah, I'm actually free every day. You know, we stormed Camp Randall tailgates and things like that. Just being like, hey, have you voted? Do you want to get involved? And I think that was like the most exciting time.
That's so cool. So walk me through like, so clearly there was a lot of enthusiasm among young people. What were some of the challenges you ran into? Like, did you find that you guys had to register a lot of people, that you had to help, you know, young students on campus, like navigate which ID do I need if I need a proof of residence to register at the polls? Or were most people like, oh, I'm already registered, just tell me where to go?
It was a little bit of both. So you know, when we were talking to a lot of people, some people didn't even know there was an election going on. so that was a challenge in itself, telling people like, hey, this is actually an election going on. This is why you need to care. But, you know, since the registration process is really easy, it was really simple for us to get that information to them. And that was a lot of what we did, was going to people, making sure that they knew what they needed. And I think Election Day itself brought challenges because everyone thought they could go to Memorial Union. No, because it's Election Day and early voting is over, you have a specific polling place. And I think a lot of people are headstrong and like, yeah, I know where I'm going. Yeah, I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. But in reality, those people are going to end up going to the wrong place, bringing the wrong things with them, just because of misinformation. So I think that that was like a really big challenge, is getting those people who are very headstrong and stubborn to realize that they don't have the right information. But getting people registered and telling them where to go, we had like little quarter sheets. So it was easy to be like, hey, this is their website highlighted. This is another website highlighted. And then here's a list of the place you have to go.
That's fantastic.
Easy in a way of getting that information out, but it was really hard to talk to the people that didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah. So walk me through Election Day. Where were you and what were you doing? We've got about 2 minutes before the commercial break. Like, were you at a polling place? Were you just like running across campus trying to drag people with you? Like, what was Election Day like?
So Election Day was not really hectic. I was working in front of Memorial Union on Library Mall from about like 11 until the polls closed.
Wow.
We were tabling, making sure people knew where they were going, getting that same information, because even on Election Day, people were like, oh, how do I register? What do I do? And luckily they could register same day, but it was okay. It was really good getting information out. And we did get a lot of, oh, I already voted. So that was also really good because we got that more than we got people who didn't know what they were doing. So
that's fantastic. Those make for long days on your feet. I have a hard time doing a 3-hour radio show and sitting in one place. I can't imagine standing outside of Memorial Union for 8 hours. But now as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did that, too, when I was on campus. We're going to have a break coming up in just a minute. But we want to thank Michaela Hughes for being with us. She's going to come back on the other side of the break. Michaela is a sophomore at UW-Madison and is kind of walking us through the experience of young people and Gen Z and what that was like. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Joe Zepecki, in for Kristen Bry. We got a big show today. A lot of politics again. We're also going to honor our veterans in the way that we can. If you have a veteran in your life, thank them, appreciate them. If you know people who are serving now, make sure that you thank them and their families. It's a team sport. It's a family sport. It affects everybody. So thank you, Michaela. When we come back, the big question is going to be, what did you learn and what should an old guy like me know about the young people these days? We'll come back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Go back to college. In college, you know who you are. You sit in the quad and think, oh my God, I am totally gonna go far.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane, doing it again every time. She delivers on the bumper music. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I'm your guest host, Joe Zepecki. In the next segment, just want to tease this. Stick around after we're done with Michaela here. We're going to talk about Black Panther 2 in a spoiler-free way. Our friend Angela Lang from Black Leaders Organizing Communities and I both saw this incredible film last night, and we're going to talk about it in a way that doesn't ruin anything for anybody, so stick with us. We do have one more segment with Michaela Hughes, who is a sophomore at UW-Madison and was part of the brick wall of young people that prevented a red wave, made sure that we reelected Governor Tony Evers, Attorney General Josh Call. It was a big night for Democrats. And so I teased this before the break, Michaela. What did you learn and what do you want an old guy like me who hasn't been in school for 20 years now? What should I know? What did you learn that you're going to take away? And what do you want somebody like me who still works in Democratic politics to know going forward about how to reach young people, how to talk to young people, how to motivate them? Lay it on me. What should we know?
I think, okay, so the biggest thing I learned is that it's really easy to be part of the change. I think a lot of people think you have to go to this big scale, you know, difference to make like, to make that change. And that's not necessarily true. You know, you can start like here on your campus, you can start back home in just your neighborhood. But just getting out to talk to people, and cause you never know who you might inspire. You never know who you're going to talk to and who they'll share that information with. So I think the biggest thing I learned was that to not be scared. Because it's really, really scary to just go knocking on doors and to stop people in the middle of their day, you know. I think that was something I really had to get used to. But I learned that what we're fighting for is much, much bigger than where my social anxiety will stop me from talking to people. You know, we have to make this change and it has to last. And I think you can start small. I think that's the biggest thing I took away from this, is that, you know, it could be as small as, you know, telling your friend to vote. And then telling them to tell a friend.
Yep.
Because I think that's where like the biggest thing comes from. Big changes. And I think the one thing that I will tell you about young people is that you kind of got to meet us where we are.
Okay.
You have.
What does that mean? Where are you guys? You're in your car right now. Is that where? Is that where radio?
But. I think a lot of the times, because some of the people I was working with had been in this for so long, they had to adjust and be flexible. So instead of, you know, texting us, you know, we're sending DMs on Instagram. You know, we're meeting them where, you know, they are, whether that's social media, in the dining halls, things like that. We're meeting them halfway. And I think that's the biggest thing that made that change. Is, you know, we're not doing it the old-fashioned way. We're not going to call them, because my generation won't pick up the phone if we don't know the number. So, you know, and also just having a peer reach out. You know, it's really different having, like, a 50-year-old, 45-year-old be like, hey, you should vote. But saying, like, me, I'm like, hey, like, I go here. I'm your age.
Mm-hmm.
Finding methods that work with, like, communication with us, I think something that's important, because people think old methods work and they don't work when the times are changing.
The world and, has changed. I've got a couple of teenagers in our house, and so we text them and we never understand why we don't hear back right away. And it's like, I know you're talking to your friends like nonstop. I can see that you're on your phone. They're like, well, no, but we just talk on Snapchat or we talk on Insta. And so that's a great reminder. So talk to me about that person to person though. How did you find it was hard? When I drive through campus these days, which I occasionally am out in Madison, I see a lot of people walking to class with their head down, looking at their phone. How do you sort of puncture that? How do you get people to like stop and engage?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just stopping them. I know like me. I'm like, why are you talking to me? Like, I'm one of those people. But when it's important, like, we definitely stop people with their AirPods in. You know, I think me and Teddy, the guy I was working with, we went around in the library. The way we led was putting candy out and, like, handing it to them and being like, hey, don't work too hard, but have you voted? And giving out stickers and things like that. So I think that's something, like, to just catch their attention with is something like candy.
Yeah,
like, you know, while we're all working really hard, it's midterm season, you know, they need that energy boost. I think when people are looking down at their phones and don't really want to talk, you know, you will get the occasional few who won't look up when, you know, you talk to them, will walk right past you, will, you know, shoo you away. I think majority of people will stop. They'll, like, even if they don't want to talk, they'll take the AirPod out and be like, hey, what'd you say?
Right.
Because they want talking to. They want someone to listen because they have things that they care about. And I feel like that's what stops a lot of people from making a difference, is because they think, oh, somebody else is already, you know, talking about it. It's somebody else, you know, nobody cares about my opinion, but we have to make sure that they know that they're being heard. And so that one-on-one conversation is really, really important. And even if we have to tap people, even if we have to like stand in front of them and make them run into us, like little things, just to get that one-on-one conversation, because I think that's what makes the biggest difference. Because when you make someone feel valued, it's going to resonate with them more and they're going to take it with them.
I love that. So very quickly before we go to our next break here and we let you go to class, my big question, 2024 rolls around. 2023, when we have a statewide Supreme Court race in Wisconsin in April, You still going to be involved? You going to stay engaged? You going to stay locked in?
100%.
I love that. Hey, the young people saved us, America. The young people saved us, Wisconsin. So if you see a young person, thank them too. And Michaela, I can't thank you enough. I just want to say one thing about, you know, fighting through that social anxiety and engaging with people and how important it is. I'm a nerd. You know, we're talking about Black Panther 2 after the break. One of my favorite things from fantasy is a character asking his father, you know, can you still be brave when you're scared? And the answer is, the only time you can be brave is when you're scared. And that is how you make change. That is how you are part of the change. You did that, Michaela. Young people did that. We thank you. You get to class on time. We can't fill out a tardy slip for you. And we will catch you on the other side of the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Michaela.
Taking more pictures,
but if I were to go